Thank you for holding. Is this Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, Ken. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day so far, so it's a good problem to have.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I need the same problem.
I could help you. You're kind of in my neck, or from my neck of the woods. I could say I'm a Huntington Beach native. So I was born in Santa Ana, but grew up in Huntington Beach, off Beach and Warner, by that big building.
I'm from the East Coast, so I'm lost.
Oh, okay. Well, I can help.
I've been here for 2 years, so.
Ah, you know your way around pretty well, but Dana Point's kind of further away from where a lot of the people are, but there's really good fishing over there. I usually go down that way to get a charter and go out and catch some tuna.
Yeah, Dana Point's good like that. It's like just off to the side. It's just out of the cut. So.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
A little
bit you're in a beautiful place.
Huh?
It's a beautiful place. Yeah, you know, you're really blessed. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Sorry to get off track. Did she do a good job kind of explaining everything? Or did you have, like, a specific question for me?
I mean, I'm already...
She told me about Thrive. Yeah,
She
sent me your account over, and she notated a lot of the conversation. I just haven't been able to read through it. But basically said you signed up with Thrive.
Yeah, so I signed up with Thrive. It's like they have a CRM, and then they also do...
12 posts a month on GMB, your Google business page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do all that stuff.
And then she said one San Clemente in Newport Beach.
Yeah, that's like my coverage area. I mean, I'd want to be like San Clemente to Newport and then over as far as, I don't know if I'd really even do Irvine. I probably could. I maybe pick up Irvine too and then.
Kind of a waste.
Irvine's kind of far, but like it's worth, like, let's face it, if you're getting calls from Newport, you're
going to
go. It's not that far.
Oh, yeah. Our company's stationed in Newport, so I'm around a bunch of bougie
people. The business I'm going to get out of Newport is going to be dynamite compared to Irvine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to be going to every single neighborhood in Irvine to do business. So, you know, so like Newport, the whole coast all the way down to San Clemente. San Clemente might be a little dicey, but there's businesses over there. So down that way. And then... you know, Dana Point, Laguna Beach, and then Laguna Niguel, and Aliso, and Mission. You know, those are all these areas. So those are the areas I would like to show up in. The question I think that we ran into was, okay, so you could do the Google Ads management. I'd like to know how much that would be. And then, I feel like I could handle my own Google Ads.
Yeah.
But more that goes with what you're doing than handling the Google Ads. And I know there's more to it than just like, you know, being a newbie at it and then just clicking an autopilot and then wasting your money.
Yeah, that's all bad. So that's why Google has the partner program.
You know what I mean with that? Huh?
Yeah, that's why Google started this whole partner program, because a lot of people were failing to maintain it themselves. It wasn't that they couldn't do it. It's just you're running a business at the same time you're trying to manage this. You just don't have the time.
If I dialed it in, like, what am I spending an hour a week on figuring, or an hour every other week to dial in my Google Ads?
Not necessarily. The quality score changes. You got to understand there's other electricians with marketing companies that are constantly trying to duke it out for those spots. They basically want to have the highest quality score, decide who's listed and who's not. But you'll notice, like, San Clemente's market doesn't even have any Google ads. Those are strictly Google guarantee guys. Newport Beach has Google guarantee ads and local. Irvine's going to have Google guarantee and ads. And then you got, what was the other one? Was it Mission Viejo you were talking about? Here, let me pull Mission Viejo.
Okay.
Accidentally pulled Irvine twice. And then... Yeah, Mission Viejo is Google guarantee and then two guys in the ad section. So what I was going to recommend would be Google guarantee. It's, they even show up above the Google ads. The only difference with Google guarantee and Google AdWords is, you have to do a pretty extensive background screening on yourself and any employee that's face to face with, your potential customers that we're sending you out to these areas, for, which is just going to give them peace of mind. Google will provide them, the homeowner, with $2,000 of insurance with you being a Google guaranteed client, because they're guaranteeing that you're trusted and we background screen you.
Yeah, I didn't. You kind of skipped over something on me. I obviously don't understand what Google
guarantee
is.
Yeah,
I didn't. I mean, it sounded like they were sort of partnering a little bit in a way, like, you know. So, can you explain to me a little bit more?
Yeah.
In detail. That,
are you near a computer?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, that would really help if you could see it, because it's not a tangible product that we offer here. So, you know, if you could just type in, like, electrician in any one of the markets that we discussed, you'll notice the search criteria is changed. Google has a new product that rolled out over the past year. It's more dominant in California. I know you've only been in California for 2 years, but California was the starting point for Google Guarantee. Basically, they crash tested it with the state of California before they rolled it out everywhere else, because Google's stationed here in California. So it's a different type.
So what's the meaning of it? It's just not like some like random organic kind of thing anymore. It's just a Google guarantee. So they're guaranteeing that I get on the top of the list because
they guarantee a lot. So they that's why it's the best product, right? Because before we weren't allowed to guarantee you anything, right? With this, they guarantee you a certain amount of leads. The leads are handed off to you as a live call. So, like, there's an answering service and a rep that will answer the call and then dispatch it to you in real time with the client on the line. So, and then you're guaranteed a certain amount of those per month for your budget, right? So depending on how many leads you want guaranteed to you, that'll dictate your budget. And then they provide an insurance policy, like I was mentioning earlier, directly from Google for the lifetime of your work. So if anything happens on that job, there's a $2,000 insurance that Google will provide to the homeowner. So this is covering OC. You know, there's a Google headquarters in Newport Beach, right?
No.
Oh yeah. So there's only three Google headquarters in the world. They're all here in California. One's in Newport. The other one's in Mountain View, California. That's like the OG one, the one you see in the movies. And then the San Francisco, California location.
I did remember looking up and going, oh, hey, there's the Google building.
Yeah, it's right off the 405, like towards Irvine. If you're going like Newport towards Irvine. Yeah, so it's like right on the south side if you're heading south towards Irvine from Newport Beach. Jamboree. It's kind of by like the Newport courthouse and everything. Equinox. I go to that gym. But yeah, we're right over there. So you can drive by and come say hi. But yeah, so it's an advanced verification that they do because you're actually a local company. You're a California-based company now. So it's a completely different product than Google Ads and Google Guarantee. The local listing, excuse me. Okay. Google Ads is pay-per-click, right? So you pay-per-click whether you get the job or not. The Google Guarantee, if you don't even give them a price or go out and give them a bid, they don't even charge you for it. So, like, let's say you started out with a budget, say you wanted, like, 10 leads guaranteed to you, or you wanted, like, 5 commercial leads guaranteed, and you set aside a budget, like, $500, right? You got a big commercial warehouse job that's going to take you, like, 2-3 weeks. So you're not taking on those other leads. Well, your price will actually roll over. Your cost for those leads will roll over to the next month. You're not going to get, like, a charge of $500 every single month. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so far, yeah, I mean, yeah, it sounds pretty decent. I mean, obviously it costs more.
Let me give you an exact,
So you're telling me, so just to.
You typed in electrician Newport Beach? So you can see what I'm talking about. You see those Google guys?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm demoing my flooring in my house.
Okay.
You pay like you know what you pay for and what you get in California. It's like what you spend and what you get are two different things for sure.
Yeah. I hear you. So I know you're out there on a job, but it's the best form of online advertising there is. You know, there's
I mean, it sounds okay. So just to be clear, because it does sound unbelievable, is that so? I'm probably just going to sound like a parrot, but I can say, look, Google, guarantee me 10 leads a month.
Yep.
And they say, okay, and they could run through however many to get me to those 10, and they get dispatched out to me, and we get a job, we do the job, we do the work, and all that kind of stuff. And then, so voila, I got my 10 leads, I pay for the 10 leads, and that's all I pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much simple? Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, so like, put it this way, you're familiar with Pelican Hill?
No.
No?
I'm gonna put
It's in Newport. Yeah, it's like where Kobe Bryant used to live there. Put it that way. It's like millionaires, right? Mostly gated communities. Uh-huh. It's kind of by Fashion Island. Fashion Island's over there.
Yeah, I'm lost.
You're lost?
I'm a herd, bro.
Okay. Well, pretty much every single client that you get there is a millionaire. Like the houses in Pelican Hill are all like $10 million plus.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So if you wanted, if you wanted 10 leads from that zip code, right, your monthly budget would actually be $300. And they would guarantee you 10 leads from that zip code.
Okay.
Make sense?
Sign me up.
He said sign me up. Like one of those will pay for it, right? So it's like you're spending $300 to get like $3,000, basically, you know, minimum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not there's no tire kickers, and if there are, it doesn't matter because. Hey,
well, no, we just do it for you too. Like if you get a tire kicker, because you got to remember the calls are recorded. They're verified leads. It's not like a lead that, you know, we're just sending you a number and you're calling them. You know, we're handing them off to you. We're verifying them before you get them as a live call. And then obviously,
and they
know.
Okay. So I'm on Newport. I hit Newport Electrician, right?
Uh-huh.
What popped up, I have three ads at the top, and then I have, looks like a little organic search, and then I have my map section,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there's y'all, and then there's like Burke's Electrical. He's probably doing
those are all organic. You're going way too far down. At the very top, you should see the Google guarantee. They'd be the very first things that show up on that screen.
Well, I don't see anywhere it says Google guarantee. Only thing I see is ads.
You didn't put electrician Newport Beach, California? Or you just put Newport Beach?
I put Newport Electrician is what I put. So,
okay.
All right, so electrician,
Newport Beach. You don't got to put the whole California in there. I'm sure that'll pull them up. Unless you have like an ad blocker on your mobile device.
Well, I'm on my laptop, and then it always still it shows up or my ad section where it's at the top.
Really? You're just seeing the guys say AD. You don't see the Google guarantee with the little green check mark.
Yeah, that's what I see, the little green check marks. Yeah, but it says ad, the electrician. Well, for Google.
Yeah, there's still an ad, but they're Google guarantee. So it's like it's an advanced verified ad with the extra Google guarantee features. So the Google guarantee guys will show up above the guys that just have regular ads. Does that make sense?
Well, these are the three people that people are clicking on.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting most of the traffic.
That's exactly the one that they're doing. They might, if they're feeling being nice, go down and go to the map.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So we're putting you right in the thick of it, and then we're also like pre-screening them. So we're guaranteeing that they're qualified leads. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's not tire kickers. You know, we're not going to call you up with stuff that's wasting your time. So here's the thing though. It's a $250 application fee. I have to send you the application. You fill it out. Okay. 99.9% approval rate. You wouldn't even be on our qualified candidates list for us to call you about Google Places placement if you wouldn't have qualified for it, but you just you have to do it, okay?
That's okay. I get it. Fine.
Okay. So it's a $250 one-time application fee, and then the monthly budget would be $300, and we'll guarantee you the 10 leads starting out. If you want to increase it, then we can always increase it as we go.
How long am I signing up for?
Well, this service, I mean, you're only committing to 1 month at a time. So you have to obviously do the $250 application fee and then the $300 monthly budget. If you don't want to continue after that, you can stop it. But if you want to keep it going, then once that those 10 leads are done, the $300 budget will renew.
Sounds good to me.
Want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
How do we do the... Okay, so I'm with Thrive, right? They're doing my website. I'm supposed to do a creative call today, which I...
Thrive is an SEO. Like, they're not on this level, man. They're not going to interfere with anything that we're doing.
They're not on that level. Yeah, so what I'm interested in doing is using... Because they have this CRM, and they have a little bit of way to, like, you know, you can get your reviews from them and that sort of thing on text message. You can do like a pre, like, hey, I'm on my way, I'll be there in an hour, like auto text, that kind of stuff. So it's a neat tool that I'm willing to, interested in using, but they're also making the website. So I'd have to get like that, the URL basically to my website over to you and my phone number.
Okay.
Minimum, right? Or no? Because
yeah. So what I would do, you're getting overwhelmed. You're getting overwhelmed. It's easy. Trust me. We're gonna walk you through it. Okay. So I'm gonna create your business profile right now. Okay. I'm gonna get that information from you. We'll get access to it during your client interview. You're gonna get introduced to a Google rep that's gonna be the actual guy giving you your calls. Right. So you're gonna get familiar with this guy. So right. So I'm gonna set that interview. His name's Perry. Okay. So I'm going to create your account. We'll secure the application fee. I'm going to send you the application. You're going to have to fill that out tonight or as soon as possible and get that back to us. And then you'll have the interview with Perry tomorrow, okay? And then we'll go over all of that stuff. So don't stress yourself out. We'll walk you through it. That's why we're here.
Okay?
Okay. So I just got to verify some information, though, in order to create your account. So is Ken short for Kenneth?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Kent. My name's spelled Kenneth. Some people don't know how to spell it.
No, I got
you. And then my last name, Maraw, like me, Raw, M-E-R-A-W.
Okay. Just like the business name, right?
Yep.
Okay. And are you licensed, insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an LLC or incorporated?
I'm a corporation.
Corporation, okay. Do you want it to say Maraw Electric Co?
No. That's not necessary.
Okay. So I'll just do a Maraw Electric. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing, and then I'm also going to be coordinating with you a little bit through there. There's a tracking system and everything, so you can monitor it.
All right. Well, my best email is kennethmaraw@gmail, personally, at gmail.
Okay. gmail.com. Okay. And then what's your business street address that was PIN verified by?
32765 Matthew Drive.
32765 Matthew Drive. Dana Point, found it. Okay. 92629?
Yep.
Okay. And then do you want that address hidden or displayed?
It could be, it's my house, dude.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
they're not coming to you. Put it that way. So you don't really need it. But I have to ask you. I can't just tell you, like, hey, we should.
I just don't know what the best decision is. If people really want to see the address, they're like, oh, I don't know where he lives. If people just get that deep with it, I doubt it. I think they just want a phone number.
In your industry, 99.9% of the time, you're going to them. You know, they're not coming to you in order to have an electrical job done, especially if it's an emergency. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let me just go ahead and hide this for you. Okay. You've already been PIN verified. It says it was requested already once to this address.
Maybe it was Thrive that did it.
Yeah, Thrive should have done it. It's a postcard from Google. It's not anything you couldn't do yourself. You just go to your GMB and you request it.
That's probably what it was.
Okay, yeah, you got a little Google postcard, had a 5-digit number on the back of it?
Nope, not yet.
Nope, you haven't got it yet? Oh, wow. How long have you been working with Thrive?
I just talked to them, like, Friday.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, super new. It's probably going to come in the mail. Okay. So once they input that, though, it'll already verify the business listing, but we're doing an advanced verification anyway, so it'll be fine. It's always better to work directly to the source rather than go through those little...
I bet I gave her a chance to finish talking. She almost left me.
Who?
I hear what she had. The chick that was called me.
Oh, originally Tara?
Yeah, I think she didn't want to be pushy.
Yeah, no, we tell them to not be pushy. That's not... Especially with guys you're going to probably see in the neighborhood later on.
Yeah, I wanted to give her the idea that I wanted her to step off, but I just wanted to give her some information so that way she could understand what I already had so she could fill the gaps. That's the only reason. But she was like, all right, I'll talk to you later. But she was nice about it, you know, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, sometimes people, you got to understand, we got to kind of differentiate between, you know, if they don't want it because they don't want it, or is just they really don't know exactly what it is that we're bringing to the table. I feel like any business owner that actually knows or has a rep that's able to relate to them and explain it to them properly, they would do this. You know, there's no reason to not have yourself in front of your customers.
Right, right. And this is exactly what I want to do here, so...
Yeah, this is as high as it gets as far as online marketing. So I'm pretty sure after, we get these first 10 leads out from under your belt, you'll probably wind up canceling some of the other things you got going, like with Thrive and,
Well, they have CRM, and then, I might end up doing that, but, you know, it's a 6-month thing. I'll keep it.
This has a downloadable app and it goes to your phone. It has a cache in the app. So like if you miss calls, obviously we're handing these calls off to you, so we're going to be blowing them up, and you're not going to get charged if you don't get them. But also, if like there's ones that you miss that are generated naturally, like not through our lead source, because there are other things that we do for you, then you know there's a pipeline in there still. And I mean, our local campaigns, they have that naturally. It's a little bit different than the Google guarantee. Obviously, you're not going to really need a CRM or a catch when we're live handing them off to you in real time, but.
No, I mean it could be good. Basically, okay. I mean it's not gonna kill me. So.
All right, and then where's your .com? I didn't find your website. You don't have a site?
No, it didn't start yet. I still have to do my creative meeting today and tomorrow, which I missed.
Oh, they're supposed to build it though?
Yeah, they were gonna build it for me. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to want that from you. I was going to say we could build you a whole new one. I wouldn't charge you anything extra for it. If you do decide to cut them off, just let me know, and then I'll get the website built, so that way your Google Guarantee page isn't missing its website. Okay?
I mean, I didn't sign up with them yet, and I didn't give them any money.
Oh, you didn't?
I think I might have.
I'm like, well, if you already paid them, don't waste your money. Get the website built. You know what I mean? If you didn't pay them, then, you know, let me know now, because then I could just get the request the domain from Google, and then we could build you a site. Hopefully they have
it. No, I paid them, so I'm all signed up with them. And then I had like a, I had to like, you know, I got an email and I had to like click through and stuff. So.
Okay. Do you know the domain that they got for you? This is just like MoralElectric.com.
It should be a MoralElectric.com. It shouldn't be anything different. And that was going to be part of, no, they didn't get it yet because I didn't do the creative call with them. That was going to be part of the call. Give them my choices and my URL. I could be like, you know, bestelectrician.com or some shit. But it doesn't have to be MoralElectric.
Right. Okay. Well, I kind of like your last name. It's pretty unique, and I'm pretty sure the domain is probably available. So that's something I would definitely want to get and kind of like trademark.
if we search for it, we want to just buy it. So
yeah. So well, I'll see what the availability is on that, and then we'll just kind of. I sent you my number, and we'll play the standby game. See what happens with Thrive and that site, and you know, like I said, if we got to cross that bridge, I'm not going to charge you anything extra for it. I'll build you that site.
Okay.
So you got my shake on it, and I could also put that in writing too. So. And then I sent you my number, so you have that there. There's a $250 application fee to get everything started, and then I got to schedule your client interview. In terms of securing the application fee of the $250, how did you want to do that, Kenneth?
We just do a credit card.
Okay, is it like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's my business name. I mean, it's my name. So.
Okay, so it just says Kenneth Murrah?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Is it Murrah or Murrah?
That's right. No, that's right.
It's Murrah? Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that's supposed to be getting PIN verified?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 6011.
6011.
0143.
4332. 4332.
3130.
3130. Okay. And expiration date, month, and year? 227. 227. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
525.
525?
535.
535. Okay. And my merchant processing is registering this as a Discover card. Is that correct?
That's right. Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's okay. It corrects it on its own, and then it encrypts it. So now if you call in, all we know is that you have a Discover card on file ending in 3130. The rest of it is X'd out. All right, and then I'm going to process this. You're going to get a receipt and an outline of the agreement here. Hang on the line with me. And then I got to schedule your client interview. So the client interview is where you get introduced to Perry, and then he'll send you the application. We're actually going to send you the application for tonight. I'm going to go downstairs and have him just email it over to you right away.
Okay.
But the client interview for Google Guarantee usually takes about 30 minutes. We still ask for like an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, or we got to figure out, you know, what's going on with those other platforms. So what's a good time tomorrow that I can have him contact you and walk you through that?
I have to say I'm out in the field tomorrow, so it's going to be kind of hard. I mean, we're going to have to do something probably, say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Okay. I got between 2 and 3 available.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation.
Do you have 1:30 available?
Yes, I have 1:30.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to switch the time. I'm going to add your profile to this. And then I'm going to send you an invitation to your email. Okay. Okay. And it's going to be under Google Guarantee, so it'll say GG Client Interview in the calendar invitation.
Okay.
I'm going to contact you first. So I'll call you, you know, check in on you in the morning, and then, or not in the morning, in the afternoon, and then I'll live transfer you over to Perry, introduce you guys. Because this is the one that's actually going to be, like, talking to your customers when you first answer, and then he's going to hand them off to you. So he'll get to know you a little bit. He's a really good guy.
Okay.
Okay. That way we get a good idea on what you consider qualified or not qualified. Because if it's not qualified, you're not getting charged for it. And then Perry would also be the one to dispute those for you.
So you're telling me you can do 10 qualified leads a month for $300?
Yep, and they're also guaranteed to be exclusive. So they're not going to any other competing companies. And that was ran.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I needed to ask it rather than it wasn't. But that's good. I kind of wanted to ask that, but it just seemed like it was.
Yeah, it's a live call, so it's kind of hard to sell it to multiple people when you got a live customer online.
Right. So I guess I'll just have to work with Perry a little bit on, like,
Yes.
So what happens? They're calling this number, and Perry's picking up the phone?
So you're going to have your own Google Guarantee. You'll notice, like, you see how it's kind of like a little there's a call icon on their Google Guarantee. So if they click on that, it doesn't actually display a number. It just goes directly to the answering service. So they don't really know. In their mind, they're calling you. You know what I mean? But Perry's going to pre-screen and make sure it's not some, like, tire kicker. You know what I mean? It's somebody that's actually going to have you go out there, give a quote. You know, that there's real opportunity at the end of that before they transfer it over to you. That makes sense?
But initially, he's the contact.
Initially, he's the contact. Unless you want it, you know, we can have it go directly to you as well. That's also something.
No,
you
that's okay. That's all right. It could be a huge help because he's going to help me capture the call.
Exactly. Yeah, we have some guys too that have like a language barrier, and it helps for them. It helps them a lot when the client talks to Perry first, and then gets transferred over to the business owner. It helps that business owner, even though he's got the language barrier, still kind of secure that job and get out there. Because once your foot's in the door, it's pretty much a done deal.
Perry,
what was that?
What do you mean by language barrier? Like,
yeah, so like if I have like a we have guys that are bilingual. Like I have a painting company out here that does this, but he's like he wasn't originally from here. He's a citizen now, but his English is bad. It's like imagine if you were not from here, right? You're a client of mine, and your English is just bad, right? Well, that doesn't mean I can't help you. Yeah, Perry's pre-screening them in English, you know, making sure that it's still quality. And so the people are like, yeah, they're already ready to set an appointment. And then they get online and find out once they're already ready to set the appointment that the business owner might have a language barrier there. But it helps them. It helps
them
actually.
Cool. That's cool. There's also a language barrier in terms of electricity.
Yeah.
That's you know, trade talk.
Yeah.
So that's where I would help out. That's my initial concern.
Right, and then having that period of where you guys are both kind of on the line, it'll help, you know, you go, hey, okay, that particular guy, that one's not qualified, and I'm not going to go out there and talk to them because of this, this, and this. And then as you guys go, you're going to fine-tune it. So he's already going to understand exactly, you know, what you're looking for and what's considered qualified for you and what's not.
That sounds completely dope to me, dude.
Yeah, it'll help a lot. So I sent you the calendar invitation for the client interview tomorrow at 1:30. I'm going to dash Perry on that, so give me 1 second.
So it sounds to me like you guys only work with like one or two or three of each type of industry.
Yeah, they have to go through the background screening. Like it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's a lot easier than it sounds. But yeah, it's exclusive. We only give the leads to one person at a time. You know, you have to go through that extensive background screening. So, you know, people just feel a lot more comfortable with that, especially for the kind of areas and the kind of clients that we're going to be exposing you to. These people don't want a guy that's not extensively background screened coming to
their... No, I don't care about that. I was just talking about, like, since they are exclusive, but if I only have 10 leads, you're going to rotate them out, so you could work with 50 electricians, but because I only have 10. If I bought up all these, you're only...
Yeah, I mean, if you hit your max, like let's say you're setting aside, we guarantee you 10 leads, and for that month, you don't want to go over $300 spend, right?
Well, yeah, I got you. So, hey, I got to run. My building inspector just showed up. I got to run.
Okay.
Talk tomorrow.
Yes, we could talk tomorrow. I have your client interview set at 1:30, and I sent you my number, okay? But just to let you know, the transaction did clear. There's an outline of the agreement sent to you in writing in your text messages. You got to sign off on that before this evening, and then we'll touch base tomorrow and go through it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you need anything, give me a call.
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye.